Because Sukkot is called Zman Simchatenu, the time of our joy, I'm going to make the sermon short. And in fact, going to talk about that exact phrase. Because if you heard Kohelet, and if you didn't, I once again renew my almost yearly urge to tell you that if you can only read one more book of the Torah, go home and read Kohelet. First of all, it will take you all of a half hour. Second, you will read it again and again and again throughout your life, and each time you read it, you'll discover new things and it will grow with you. But the message of the book of Kohelet is that looked at a certain way, life is hevel habalim, futile and useless. Because it doesn't matter what you do, says Kohelet, whether you acquire wisdom, whether you build a business, whether you have a family, it doesn't matter what you do, everybody ends the same. We're all going to the same place, and everything we do won't mean anything. And Kohelet is captured by this thought, and he expresses it in all sorts of ways. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, because swift or strong, you end up in the same place. By the way, the American writer Damon Runyon once said, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but that's the way to bet. So, you can inject a certain realism, and that's partly what Kohelet is all about. He talks about how somebody builds a business, and what happens? His son comes along and ruins it. Doesn't happen anymore, but in the time of Kohelet, apparently it was a common occurrence. So what are you supposed to do? And why do we read it on Sukkot? Because remember, in most of the world, Sukkot is when things are dying. It's right before winter. It's the fall. It's autumn. Things are getting cold. Leaves are falling from trees. You're looking at the ground, and even though it may seem beautiful, what you're seeing are dead leaves. And on top of that, the rabbis add this book that says everyone's going to die, and then they turn around and say, it's Zman Simchatenu, it's the time of our joy. So what's the wisdom here? The wisdom is in two different ways. The first is that Kohelet is still being read. And fall gives way to winter, gives way to spring. Part of the wisdom is that everything that dies gets recycled and renewed and things continue. The sun rises and the sun sets, says Kohelet, and goes back to the place where it began. Part of it is a faith in the eternity of the world and of God, even if not in our own eternity. And part of the joy you're supposed to feel is because you know others will carry on. Because sitting there thousands of years ago in Jerusalem, the author of Kohelet dreamed one day that someone else would read his words. And here we are, thousands of years later, still talking about them. And that in itself is a joy. In fact, in some ways, things don't disappear. Everything creates a ripple. And first, it's Zman Simchatenu, because even as we look at the leaves that will fall, we know in our minds they will grow again. And second, because deep joy comes from the knowledge that things don't last forever. Why are the moments of a child's stages so precious? If a kid was going to be a toddler forever, you wouldn't treasure every step. if they were going to be bar bat mitzvahed every single Shabbat, you wouldn't feel that inexplicable and magic tug on your heart when you see your child stand up there before the congregation. Mutability, the passing away of things, is actually what makes them precious. And that's what Kohelet tells us. Enjoy your life. God already approved your enjoyment because God knows you don't have forever. Cast your bread on the water, says Kohelet. In other words, put efforts out there into the world. You don't know what will happen, but you only have a limited time. So that's the message of Sukkot. The message of Sukkot is that when you harvest something, it only lasts a brief time. When you hang a fruit in the sukkah, you know that in a few days that fruit will be rotten. But right before it's rotten, it is at its sweetest. So while we still have time, be joyful. Live sweet. Know that we are not the first and not the last. But we are the ones lucky enough to be here now. So we leave a legacy for those who follow us. We learn from those who preceded us. And we do what Kohelet teaches. We live all the days of our lives. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.